Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
Broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the next Joe Rogan, Clint Powell. Welcome, Clint.
Hey, thank you. I'm waiting on those checks to start showing up any day.
Hey, they should. You better check it every day.
Joe Rogan
it
checks.
Is on the way. Joe told me that. He's on.
Oh, wow.
He's on, what's it called?
Spotify.
Sober October.
Oh, I've listened to him forever. I love that idea, by the way.
Hey, you know Brian Connell, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I know Brian.
He's doing the same thing, and then another friend of mine, Will, he's doing the same thing, and I work out with both those guys every single morning, Monday through Friday. And you know what? It is obvious to me there's a clarity in their eyes that I have not seen in a long time, because alcohol does that if you drink too much.
Well, and not only is it sober October for them, but they also have exercise challenges. Him and a couple of his friends
that
are comedians. Oh, yeah. They have to burn so many calories or go to so many different classes and challenge themselves. So it's not just a alcohol thing. It's also a... What are we going to do to get in physically better shape for the next 30 days? Challenge ourselves physically. Well, that's the part I like, because I don't drink that much alcohol. That would be nothing for me. But the, hey, we're going to walk, 100,000 steps or whatever it is.
Hey, it's important for me in my life to have these kind of goals. Not so much in business, but it is in business too. But in the gym, it has always fueled me. And I ran across, and by no means am I bragging, I may have said this once in all the years of having this show, a copy of a newspaper. I found it yesterday, and I sent it to a couple of my friends. Well, actually, these two friends I just talked about, Brian and Will. And it's back in 2004, when Brian Connell had contacted all the radio stations and all the TV stations, and they came out to Nutrition World, that was located in Brainerd Village at the time. And I set a world record for chin-ups.
And I remember that.
It was an interesting time, and my dad was there to watch, and it was pretty cool. I had seen this guy on Good Morning America, and he was a Marine, and he ended up doing about 200 chin-ups in an hour, and I trained for a whole year, and I did 285. And
I remember that, because I was at the radio station, and we did remotes.
You were doing at GOW,
right? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
No one will remember this, but back in the day, you were spending a lot of money on cable, and I sucked a lot of that for about 7 or 8 years over to radio. And remember, you came over and started doing, because it was Pinto Water, and then the way I got you on board is we started sponsoring Duke and the Doctor.
Yes.
And then there was more money because you started getting results through radio.
Big time.
And then, of course, after about 7 or 8 years, you went in a different direction because you had kind of plateaued there, had your big move. But yeah, I remember those days. It was great days.
You know, how interesting, because I've never connected this two things that we just talked about. Duke and the Doctor, I met them in Las Vegas at a health food convention. Dr. McBaron was a medical doc who had her eyes opened, like some people do, not all, to the fact that pharmaceuticals will not generally heal you. They treat symptoms. To heal the body, you have to work with lifestyle, nutrition, and other components that are not really in the toolbox of traditional medicine. I love the two people, but they had a great radio show.
Great radio show.
And here I am with a radio show.
Oh,
almost
yeah.
5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How the circle goes round and round.
It does. And now you're the person everybody listens to, and a podcast.
I have to give them some credit. Maybe they planted the seeds. And I certainly did not have the national coverage that Dr. McBaron did. But I really enjoyed always listening to her, and she did great work. And you know what? When I think about it, the format of this show is a little bit like hers. It really is.
That's the two things I remember when we started working together, because it was around the late 90s when I first cold called you, because I'd always bought my supplements from you and my vitamins. But it was the Duke and the Doctor, and the first thing outside of that sponsorship we sponsored was a radio remote around Pinto Water. I think it was Pinto Water.
I don't remember that.
Do you remember Pinto Water?
We still sell it. It's wonderful.
Okay.
It's called Slippery Water. I tell you what, I was at a convention 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 4, and I'm not a a heavy drinker, but I'm a regular drinker. And you know what I drink? I drink tequila. I always talk about
right.
it. Well, at this convention, I actually had a little more than I normally do, and but yet I drank a pinto water with it. And I woke up the next day feeling like $1 million. So when I was going through the booths, I talked to the owner of Penta, and I said, let me just tell you something. That Penta is amazing because I never get a hangover, regardless of how much I drink. He said, I think about one third of our business is because of that, because it super hydrates you. When you pour Penta water out, you can actually see it on a table. It doesn't bubble up because it spreads out. And what that does in the cell, it actually has the ability to go deeper into the body. And I tell everybody who does blood work at Nutrition World, I said, drink a Penta 30 minutes before coming, and it will pump up your little arteries where they can poke you a little better.
But if you remember, you probably don't. I remember it because you were one of my better clients at the time. The Penta, you had to come on and explain it to people because it seemed, and I'm using air quotes here, almost like snake oil. It was like, well, it's, what do you mean it's better water? We didn't know all the stuff we know now. Better water, it's just water in a bottle. And you would come on and explain it and get on with Styles and all those guys and girls. Yeah. And it was just, it was good times. And that's when I started realizing there's a lot more to this than just your creatine and your protein, because that's what I was into weightlifting at the time. So that's what I was using you for.
Well, we have learned a lot. And, you know, again, I go back to everything in life, in my life, is never all good or never all bad. It's a mixture of the two. COVID has allowed so many things to operate and rise to the surface that would not have operated otherwise. Mm-hmm. One of those is telemedicine. I love the fact now that it's legal to talk to healthcare practitioners in other states. We couldn't do that before COVID. And that is a big, big plus for all of us, because now the alternative physicians, the nutritional physicians, the integrative physicians, before that, we had to go to people in Tennessee, which there's almost none. We do have Dr. Brian Johnson at Nutrition World, who's the only board certified integrative physician in Chattanooga. But years ago, there was nobody. So if we had to get somebody, it would have to have been out of state. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it. So there are always good things. We have to remember that.
Memory lane. A little trip down memory lane there.
And then Kennard Yamada, he worked at the station.
Now he's over at EPB. And I had lunch with Kennard a couple months ago.
Well, Brian always tells a story, and I know we're getting off the road here, but he always tells a story of, we had a meeting at Chattanooga State. We were promoting something together. I don't know what it was. And I was sitting there with about seven other people, and Kenner said, well, I got to go because I'm going to solo an airplane today. And I said, well, you're what? He said, I'm getting my pilot's license. Brian turned to him and said, oh, Kennard, you just got something started.
Yeah.
And I said, Kennard, who's your instructor? It's Taylor Newman. And I said, what's his number? I started flying the next week, and I've been flying now almost, I've been flying 11 years. That one meeting cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars. Thank you, Kennard Yamada.
your invoice is in the mail, sir.
But it's one of the gifts of my life. I love flying. I love aviation. Flew actually last weekend, and planes in for what's called an annual, so I can't fly for a few weeks. But I want to say again, Nutrition World won four of the best of the best by the Free Press this year around. And I don't know of anybody who's won four. And we won the best health food store, best holistic health, best e-commerce, which was a shock. A local e-commerce. And a lot of people don't know that we have, you know, this e-commerce, because we have a delivery that you can, if you called in or put the order in tonight, you'll have a local guy show up at your door tomorrow. So I was just so proud, again, of Nutrition World, and also proud of the remodeling that we certainly have had done that was radical. And everybody's giving us great accolades for that. I'm just happy that we're able to do it.
Yeah, I love the online part. I hate to say it, another one of the positives of a bad era, the 2 years of, excuse me, of COVID, but learning to shop online and the convenience of it, I still do it when I can. I love it.
You know, I'm just not a big online shopper, except for
but if I know what I'm getting, if it's my staples, I've got five or six products, I'll go knock them out. I'll come have them waiting on me at the counter. Then I can shop for other stuff, and that's waiting for me.
You know, the only staple I have, mustache wax. It's it. I order mustache wax every 4 months from the same Amazon. I got to go in and do the
reorders. What's the name of it?
It's in my pocket. I don't know. I'll get it out.
How much do you use? Do you use it all the day?
I use it every 3 hours. You have to. Have a handlebar mustache is a side
job. Are you? Are you going to let it? Are you going to get bigger?
No, I keep having to trim it. Now, I did win a mustache contest pre-COVID. There was one downtown, and I went in there and won that one. Yeah. But some of those guys, I mean, it's just kind of silly the way they run those big circles around their face.
But listen, everybody's like, some people are into tattoos, some people are into piercings, some people are into mustaches. Good for you. I'm into nothing. I've got a bald head and a beard. That's it.
Really?
Yeah. Shine my head up every now and then.
It's looking pretty good, though.
Yeah, I've got that razor that's built for bald heads that you buy. Yeah.
Really? They got one for bald heads?
Oh, yeah. It's got four or five razors on it. You can hold it in your hand. It can get in the shower with you, and you just rub it. It's awesome. It's great.
Should I shave my head just to do that?
I dare you.
Okay. Yep.
Keep your mustache. Shave the head.
No.
Yes.
No and no.
It grows back. Your hair will grow back.
Hey, the good news is we have a tattoo place right down from Nutrition World. It just opened.
I want a tattoo so bad.
You don't have one?
I've got one on my leg. There's two other ones I want, but until I get my kids through school, I can't. Clint. Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
I only have 18. I need to get to 20. The rule is you can never have odd number tattoos or increase diseases.
That's science.
It is.
Follow the science.
Fauci said you have to have even number tattoos.
So I heard the next tattoo you're getting is of a mask, of like a COVID, like a mask.
It is, yeah. And I've got Fauci as my hero on the other leg.
A
yeah.
cape. He's got a cape
Superman
on.
Cape.
His cape is actually a mask.
Okay. We have really covered health in the first segment.
I hate to break this. This is how you ruin a radio show.
There you go.
Get Clint on.
People are clicking off as fast as they can get their finger to the button.
This is infotainment. This is the tainment part. Info's coming next.
I've got some info, and it will be coming next. So it is time to take a break. And when we come back, got a bunch of notes. Got some on COVID today I really want to talk about. Some good information that we got to keep up with it a little bit, but we also don't want to get swallowed up by it. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio every Monday at 6 p.m. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR on and off the racetrack and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my buddy partner, Clint Powell. I want to cover something real quick, Clint.
Okay.
You know, the flu season's coming up, and, you know, there we had that one year we didn't seem to have any, which was certainly good for that part, but it's going to come back to normalcy, and so the flu is certainly not pleasant. It actually, I don't know if it's as bad as the last COVID I had, because that sore throat was one from you know where, and it really lingered for way longer than I wanted. But I did all the right things. I didn't get any super sick. I functioned, and now I'm well again with tons of antibodies that I did test. Do want to say on the testing, we do that at Nutrition World every Tuesday. But good news is they're now opening the door to Thursdays. So we do every Tuesday, every Thursday, 8 to 11, and on the last Friday of the month. So that's awesome. That's going to be just a big plus for people who want to know more about their own body and take control of their own health. And you need to do that in today's times. But what do we do if we get the flu? Well, you go to your doctor. They're going to give you Tamiflu. Well, guess what? Tamiflu has been around since 1999. And it's really has not been shown to be effective in studies. It hasn't been shown. And the best it can do is reduce the symptoms by one day. But the problem is it has neuropsychoactive effects, which are negative effects on your brain chemistry and heart arrhythmia. So you're going to take a drug for a problem you have that could cause a worse problem than you took the drug for. To me, it makes no sense. It doesn't save lives. You get one day less of the flu. It makes you feel better because you're walking out with a piece of paper from your guru. But it really, in truth, is not a very effective drug. What is effective? Well, building the body's immune system, the normal stuff that you would do for any virus. But I'm going to give you this, Clint. It's called oscillococcinum.
Oh, wow.
And it's a huge word.
I'm glad you're giving it because I couldn't ask for
No, you couldn't. You
couldn't ask for that.
And it says right on the box, flu-like symptoms, body aches, headache, fever, chills, fatigue. I have sold this for minimum of 25 years. I have seen it work spectacularly And here's the if. You must start all therapies within 24 to 36 hours, or else you are kind of set in stone and you'll have to just let it run its course. Oscillococcinum is a homeopathic remedy that actually was originally made by using a flu infection. Mm-hmm. And they used a homeopathic dose of it. What does that mean? It means they reduced the dose down so low that it almost cannot even be detected in the product, but there's just enough to trigger the immune system to do the right thing. Different than vaccines, but it does it in a somewhat similar fashion. Oscillococcinum, and it has all the dosage. Children 2 years old and two and older can take it. You do have to do it several times a day. I'm going to give it to you.
Well,
you keep it in your cabinet.
And you take this when you start feeling ill?
Anytime you feel like, what is going on, take it. Because you don't want to wait 2 days to get a test. You can still get the test. But what are you going to do? Waste about $8 if you're wrong? And it can't hurt you, unlike medications. Oscillococcinum.
Well, I just want to say, too, I think one of the reasons the flu kind of, air quote, went away for a while is a lot of the stuff that we were practicing the last 2 years, whether you agreed with it or not, but staying away from people, washing your hands, washing your surfaces more, being aware of doorknobs. I think that would reduce the flu, too.
Bingo.
So I think a lot of the stuff, the reason it kind of, air quote, went away is we don't even know a lot of times if the test was confusing the flu versus COVID. Mm-hmm. And I just think we were really more cautious. I was. Whether people believe in the severity of COVID or not, I was very conscious of who I'm hanging around with.
Heck yes.
And getting around people who were just, I'd be like, okay, well, I'm staying away from that guy.
Well, and the staying away too much did have consequences on the negative
absolutely.
Side. But one of the good things, again, the mixture of good and bad, I mentioned it earlier. You know, it's interesting, people with UTIs and bladder sensitivities, I want to speak just a little bit about what are the foods that irritate a bladder? You know, most people, I think, know most of these, but excessive amounts, and I'm going to use the word excessive, coffee, tea, alcohol, aspartame is a huge one. That's a sweetener that's in a lot of things, chocolate, colas, but here's the two that will surprise some people, bananas and oranges. Those can irritate the bladder. So if you're having urgencies and you're running and you know it's not a real infection, just sensitivity, you may want to limit those or cut those foods out significantly until you are back to square one.
Bananas does surprise me.
Yep, it sure does. I want to say also that, you know, I sent four of my employees to Philadelphia for Health Food Show convention. That's where we go learn things. And there's actually a lot of experts there. Sometimes there's science people. A lot of times there's certainly companies. But I just want people to know that my stellar crew Adam, Matt, and Scott and Brandon all went there, spent several days, came back with some great new ideas, great new products. That's why we try to be on the cutting edge, because we keep our latest and greatest always coming in, but we also vet it. We also will not take a product and put it on the shelf unless it's quality insured to me. Just won't do it. And I want to say something. You know Greg at Nutrition World, don't you?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. African-American, been there with me forever.
Yeah.
Excellent employee. 16 years he's been with me. The man has always had a smile on his face. I don't care what he's going through. I don't care life, if it throws him a blow. You'd never know it with good old Greg.
Never seen him without a smile.
Never. And he is very consoling to people, very kind-hearted. And I just want to say, you know, just to push products, his favorite product is Masculine Tea, which is the testosterone booster, and Extreme Joint Care.
I think you should start doing that. Pick out an employee's favorite product and bring it in every week.
I mean,
that would be killer. And I like that. What's it called? Masculine Tea?
Oh, it's called Masculine Tea. I actually did a TikTok on it 2 weeks ago, and I had about 12,000 views in a very short order.
Because I drink tea. I like green tea.
It's not a tea. The T stands for testosterone. Joe Rogan, Masculine Tea for testosterone.
It's not my fault. You should be more specific. T-E-A or T? Pills.
Yes, capsules. Okay.
And are they green tea? No, go ahead.
And there's Extreme Joint Care for it. Because all of us, I don't care what we do. When we get older, we need more joint
Extreme support. Joint Care. Is that the pill too, or is that a powder? Because I take a powder at your place.
It's a capsule. Inside, yes. Okay. And I got to put a plug in for this Granny's Treasure apple butter. I'm going to bring you this unsweet apple butter, Clint. This little old farmer, I love him to death. He's so proud of his apple butter, and it's one of the few that does not have sugar. It's $7.99. Love his apple butter.
Apple butter tea?
It's apple butter tea. Yes, it is, Clint. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the Easter education for you.
Listen, sometimes you get, when you're a street doctor, sometimes you get it right, sometimes you get it wrong.
My ex-wife graduated from East Ridge, so I know all about the IQ.
Easy.
From East Ridge.
Easy. You got to do it every show.
I can't.
I apologize to Greg for screwing up his shout out there. Go ahead, sir.
I have a wonderful other employee named Christy. She's in charge of our what's called IP, which is Ideal Protein Diet. Mm-hmm. And I asked her today before I came over, or yesterday, I said, tell me two of your most success stories in the past only 60 days. Okay, a lady named Drew, she is lost 60 pounds in 4 months. She said it has changed her life. She was pre-diabetic and she was on blood pressure medicine, all gone. Ideal Protein is a very, very accountable diet. We tell you what you can do and what you can't. Mm. And I tell people, if you are going to be 90% compliant, don't even come over. You're going to have to be 99% compliant, because that's how you get success. Second person, 41-year-old, mother of 7. Mm. And her name is Jennifer. I'm not going to say last names. And she said she could not even tie her shoes without losing her breath. And she's now lost 27 pounds, went hiking last weekend, said it's like a whole new world. So if you want to make an appointment for this, it is on nutritionw.com. You can make it, or you can just call the store and make an appointment with Christy to do a consultation.
Fantastic.
Now, what I'm going to say about that is not to promote it. It is to say the power of the knife and fork and what you put in your mouth can be miraculous. And how many times have you gone to your regular physician where you really sat down and talked about what you eat? Not often. So we just need a team. We need a team approach. You need your regular people at your medical care. You don't want to come to Nutrition World if you have a heart attack. You want to go to your doctor.
Right.
Car wrecks and splinters and this and that and UTIs. No, you go to your regular doc. They have miracles at that place, and they're the people you see. But outside that, you need to create a good team that you trust. I really do. I want to say on COVID, just a couple things. And I did not actually realize this, but do you know that everyone who gives a COVID shot gets reimbursed $40? $40. That's a lot of money when you're doing many, many, many a day, and it's pure profit. That is what an incentive. And people are, it's hard to be honest when you're making that kind of money. It just is. And then the drug remdesivir is the only what's called standard of care, and yet it's so ineffective, has side effects on kidney and liver damage, but hospitals have an enormous financial incentive, because the U.S. government pays 20% upcharge for people who are given that drug, despite the fact that it doesn't have clear studies showing its safety nor its effectiveness. Nothing like ivermectin. Ivermectin is so inexpensive, yet it was just poo-pooed down the toilet over and over and over.
Well, you know, here's one thing that confuses me, and I'm not calling you out, I'm not pushing back, but I am going to question something, only to question because I want to know. where do I find this stuff? In other words, mm-hmm. you say there's no clear studies, but I guarantee if I Google it, it's going to mm-hmm. show their studies. And then if I Google ivermectin, I'm going to find all the studies that show it wasn't effective. Where do you find the studies that show the stuff you're talking about? Is there a website? Is there a place?
And the problem is it's very complex because to analyze studies, one is some are bought and paid for and some are not.
How so you do have you to know who's paying
well,
for the study?
Well, the good study will list who financed it. Doesn't always mean it's not honest because right. somebody paid for it. Drug companies can be very honest and pay for good drug studies, but PubMed.gov is the place to go to really do it. You got to dig into some stuff though, son, let me tell you, but it can be done.
Okay.
It can be. I want to talk about the last thing here. Something that is, I'm one of the only people who would be excited about this until you find the details. There is the first drug ever invented, Clint, in the history of the world. I'm taking it. It's called methylene blue. Methylene blue was invented in 1878. It is now, you're really going to put me on the fringe of cuckoo after I say this.
Okay.
It is used, it's only been used for two things for a while. Even though it cures malaria better than any drug, it is an amazing antiviral, antibacterial.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book on Kindle, and I'm sure you can order, that blew me freaking away, even though I've read about it for 5 years. And it's written by a guy named Mark Sloan, and it's called The Ultimate Guide to Methylene Blue. But what it is an aquarium cleaner, and it colors blue jeans.
Okay, look, we cannot, I feel like we're on the edge of...
Insanity?
Yeah, you can't tell people to go drinking this stuff. You just come on
hey,
now.
The devil's in the details. I know how to guide people properly. I don't sell it.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Just telling you that you want to find a miracle.
Google it first. Read the book.
No, you don't Google it. Well, you can Google it.
Yeah.
There's podcasts. Everything from I think Ben Greenfield. I'm not sure, but there's several really reputable people who are talking about the methylene blue.
There you go.
And the reason I like it, it has such history. It has very low side effect, and it's very, very potent to do great things. But here's the number two things.
Uh-huh.
I feel anti-anxiety within 15 minutes with it, and secondly, the anti-dementia and the thinking part of it is absolutely incredible.
I'm going to have to go read this now because I feel like you're...
My mind is so sharp, Dr. Green, that I cannot... yep. It is sharper. I'm telling you, when I drank it, and I drank it before I came
you
over.
You should have had a drink before you came over because you remember I'm not Dr. Green.
That was a joke.
I know. Methylene blue should come in a tea, and I'd probably take it.
Hey, it is liquid. It does not come in a capsule.
I got everything wrong, listen, this whole segment.
Here's the other thing I forgot to mention.
Okay.
And you can be a witness to this if you really don't believe me.
Okay.
When I urinate, it's solid blue.
I don't... Okay. Let's slow your roll a little bit.
Have I just positioned myself as really off the chart?
No. Well, what really makes you sound crazy is you think I'm going to witness that. I could care less what color your pee is. So
I'm going to do a video of it when I leave here, and I'm going to send it to
inappropriate. That's inappropriate. I'm okay. Calling HR. Sean Whitfield, I want to talk to the HR department. I feel triggered. I'm not looking at Ed's pee, sir. There we go.
What kind of partner are you? Damn. I bet Dr. Green would have looked at it.
Dr. Green gets paid a lot of money to look at people's pee. I do not.
Hey, I contacted Dr. Green. I texted him the other day, asked how he's doing, and doing very well from what I could tell.
Good.
But I did invite him. I said, you need to come on one time as a special guest show with you and I. Not to replace you. I want him to be the guest.
And if he wanted to come on and just do a show with you, I'm fine with that, too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all have some good... Y'all did a lot of good stuff.
We're married. You and I are married right now. I don't want us to break up. So.
We're not breaking up.
Keep asking
me to look at your pee. We are, though.
Oh, Lordy. This has gotten a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's about time to wind this one down.
I'm all in.
All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, hopefully have a couple words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue for... Joe Rogan, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold? Cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy and partner, Clint Powell. Let me ask you something real quick, Clint. I know I'm not sitting here just trying to put a plug in for you, but you do some business counseling. Tell me about that.
I do sales and small business coaching. I've been doing it for a long time. And when I owned my advertising company, it was part of what I did. So I had a handful of folks. Then I shut that company down. And about 2 years ago, a friend of mine reached out, asked if I still did it. I said, yep. And since then, I've taken on about eight to nine other clients. And it's once a meet. You know, they meet with me once a week each, and it's good stuff. I talk about sales and business, and I did a lot right, so I had some pretty good success. But I did a lot wrong, and that's where the lessons lie. So I just help people navigate that, and more of a sounding board. But it's a good part. I love doing it.
Well, I know that is a valuable piece to the puzzle of a success in many businesses, because having new eyes, someone who hasn't been into the business and that can take a fresh look, and then also the staff and other people tend to listen to the newbie that comes in from the outside more than they would someone inside the business, I would think.
Well, and two, you've been down this road. I've owned several small businesses, excuse me, but none is to the level of your success. But you've had moments where you've sat at a desk and you've been your only sounding board.
Yep.
Is this a good idea? Is this a bad idea? Should I do it? And a lot of your success has come because you did it wrong three times and then you nailed it. And so what I have found, and this sounds silly, but all I really am as a coach is I ask questions. I'm either a window or a mirror. So I either ask the right question to get you to look at the world through the window in a different way, or I ask the question that you have to hold yourself accountable for. Mm-hmm. And business owners a lot of times don't have peers.
Yep.
And they don't know who to ask, who to confide in. They don't want to seem vulnerable. And really, that's what I do, is I just go, why are you doing that? Should you do that? Let's try this next time. And then if you don't do it, I go, well, why not?
I love that.
And that's it.
Just putting it out there for anybody
who's listening. The same way with health.
It is same stuff. Way, a team approach.
Ed Jones, you know how to stay healthy. Why are you not staying healthy? Well, I was too busy. Were you really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same concept.
I love it.
Yeah.
There is a Instagram lady named Natural Nurse Mama, spelled M-O-M-M-A. I love her. She is very, very honest about and also credible in regard to how she posts her information. Here's the one today that came in yesterday. The average American child is exposed to 17 rounds of antibiotics by the time they are 20 years old. 70% of children receive an antibiotic during the first 2 years of their life. And one out of every five acute care pediatric visits end with an antibiotic prescription. Hmm. But the problem is, one very large meta-analysis found that antibiotic exposure is linked to doubling the risk of asthma and wheezing, 75% increased risk of juvenile arthritis, 75% increased risk of allergies, 38% increased risk for food allergies and dermatitis, and also weight gain. That's one reason they give cows antibiotics, is not to keep them well, it's to make them gain weight so they can sell the cow for more money. And it does the same thing with our humans. Scary.
Am I allowed to ask a question that you might cut out of this segment? Because we're pre-recording this. Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
So what do you do, though? If you're a parent and they want to give your kid antibiotics, though, what's the options? I mean, do you know what I'm saying? If I'm a parent, I don't know about my little toddler, my little one-year-old, my nine-month-old, my two-year-old. So when they say this, your kid needs antibiotics, I am personally living in a little bit of fear. If I don't give them the antibiotic, because I don't know the natural thing, then something bad might happen. As a parent, that's a lot of guilt to put on me.
It is.
Does that make sense?
It's a hard position to be in, because if you go to a computer store and the guy says you need to have this fixed, you're really not going to question it, because we really don't have the expertise to know whether he's telling the truth or not. The issue is, you got to, again, I feel that we have to be learning more about the basics of our health to have that conversation. And to take control of your health, you have to have a team approach. And the thing is, most like she said in Natural Nurse Mama, most often children are given antibiotics for ear infections, which are most often viral. The problem is asking the right questions.
That's what I was getting
and
to.
And if you can say to the person in charge, okay, you have to do it diplomatically where you're not causing grief and a defensiveness. But if they don't do a blood test and they're just guessing, you never give an antibiotic for a virus because it doesn't work. It weakens the system.
Right.
So ask the question, how do we know that it's not viral? Secondly, even the AAP, which is the Organization for the Pediatrics Information, they even say always wait 48 hours of watchful waiting. Okay, that's not really happening, because usually it's the first day the parent takes them in or the next morning after the kid doesn't sleep. In most countries of the world, they wait 48 hours. You know why? Because that gives half of those children time for their own immune system to fight it.
Start feeling a little better.
And if you have to treat a symptom, then you treat it just like the pain or whatever. But let the body learn how to fight these battles. If you think that we're going to go to war somewhere and we're going to have people who played video games do well on a real landscape of war, it's a joke. Of course they're not going to do well. That's what's happening to our immune system when you give antibiotics. The antibiotics are killing the ability of the immune system to learn how to fight these things.
Yeah, that's that's the reason I was kind of asking that question, is what can I do as a parent to make sure that the antibiotics are needed? And you hit the nail on the head. Hey, doc, how do I know it's not a virus versus a bacterial infection? Can you explain to me? And if they go, well, we don't know, we're taking a guess at it. That's when I would go, well, can we nail down that it's a bacterial infection before we give antibiotics?
And if they say, no, we can't at this point, and I'm worried that it's going to turn into something bad, that's not good medicine, because it's about weighing risk against benefit out. And there's a clinic out in Arizona, a good friend of mine, a true blue friend of mine, told me about that. This person has both options. You go into this clinic and they have the ability to give the antibiotics, but they educate the patient and say exactly what I've been saying, basically, and says, okay, if you're willing to wait 48 hours, let's see what happens. One, perhaps let's do a blood test, actually see what kind of, or take some information and see if we can determine it's viral or bacterial. And then thirdly, if you don't want to do that, parent, then we recommend these natural options to boost the immune system. Let's give some Manuka honey if the child's old enough. You can't give kid little babies Manuka, or more vitamin C, or elderberry, or. Let's have some things in the toolbox. You don't have any walk-in clinic in this city that has anything in their toolbox that will stimulate the immune system of the body.
No, but you nailed it, though, because that requires the doctor or the medical person, the one I'm trusting, that requires them to maybe do a little extra, and it requires me as the patient or the parent to ask the right question and understand there may be a little pain involved. You know, like we talked about, the kid might get better in 3 days. With medicine, it may be 72 hours. And you're like, well, that's the same thing. Yeah, you don't know. But asking that question, I think, is important, and especially when you're so emotionally. Because I'll take a risk with me. I don't want to take a risk with my little baby, you know.
Same here.
Yeah.
I had to fight it because I was, even back in the day, my daughter's now 32. But we luckily had a great little pediatrician, Dr. Stafford. She's passed away. She was old school. She was like, she's one of those, like, your kid's going to be fine. It's just the nature of sickness.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you didn't sleep last night. If you want an antibiotic, I can give you one. But I think it's fine. I mean, she had such wisdom, and they didn't teach her that wisdom. She earned that wisdom.
Well, they grew up different, too. You know what they grew up doing? The hot toddies. I grew up, my dad fixed a lot of my sickness with hot toddies. Seriously, a little honey, a little lemon, a little whiskey, and you're good night, buddy.
Good night. That's right.
You'll feel better in the morning.
Let nature take its course.
That's right.
And you know what? Sleep is still one of the best medicines there is.
Yeah.
I want to say real quickly, this is an interesting study, and I've always thought this, but I never have seen a study on it. A lot of us use humidifiers. And it's very important, the water you put in there, because they found that regular tap water, which has metals and contaminants like cadmium and arsenic and chromium, 6 hours of breathing that, you actually exceeded the government regulations for the amount of exposure to those toxic metals. But so it's distilled water. You need to use distilled water. But the problem with distilled is, if it's been sitting in those cheap plastic containers, you trade out the heavy metals for plastic. Again, all you got to do is get a water filter like we sell at Nutrition World. It's about $70. It's a carafe. Takes out everything, including fluoride, heavy metals. You just would pour that in the distiller. But it makes sense. Of course, you're breathing the water. And if the water's nasty, you're going to breathe in your lungs. The sickest I've ever been, Clint, I remember it was probably 35 years ago. I kind of wanted to use it, have more moisture in the air. So I had my little machine next to the bed. Well, for about 3 or 4 weeks, I remember I didn't turn it on just because, whatever reason. Well, one night I said, you know what? Feels a little dry in here. I'm going to cook this thing on. I woke up the next morning with a small cough. By that afternoon, I was dying because the water had bacteria in it.
Oh, yeah.
I breathed it in and I got sick. Makes sense. I should have been smarter.
Yeah.
But if you're breathing in and bacteria is making you sick, well, you know you're going to get the other contaminants along with it.
Yeah, I know. But you've killed me so far today. My humidifier, I can't just use regular water. The Febreze is bad. This is the show where my little small things in life just come to die. That's all this is. But you keep going. What do we got? What do we got next? Dream Killer. That's your new nickname. Dream. If I were a pilot, I'm going to give you a new pilot's name. Come in, Dream Killer. Come in.
Sorry. No, I'm a dream maker. I'm not a dream killer. Shut up. Hey, this was a great article that I found, and it had to do with a computerized model of a 34-year-old human male, and they called him Stomach Simulator. And explored what happens when pills were swallowed. I love this because I actually did a video on how to swallow pills about 3 months ago.
I saw it, yeah.
And it said a number of well-known factors affect a pill's ability to break down and disperse its content into the gastrointestinal tract. A lot of things like pH, the motion of the stomach, intestines. But when John Hopkins found was something else that was responsible, more than 80% of the pill's ability to break down was based on this. Through computer analysis, they found that body position was the biggest factor determining how quickly a pill breaks down. The body position accounts for more than 80% of how this pill breaks. They looked at what happens to pills when people are standing, sitting upright, or laying down on their back, left side or right side. Because of the anatomy and gravity, body position will change where the pill sits until it disperses. The worst position for pill dispersion was lying on your left side. Standing or sitting upright or lying on your back or right side all resulted in much better dispersion than lying on the left side. So here's the takeaway. Avoid lying on your left side after taking a pill, especially taking a lot of pills like me.
Like you, yeah.
And because it is simply not going to disperse. And also they say the final caveat is I would recommend to avoid lying down for at least an hour after taking pills or having a meal. That's any pills. So,
but you just did say, because I missed it, you did say standing up's okay.
It's fine. It's probably best.
Okay, I was going to say, because if you told me I've got to start laying down to take pills, I'm going to get sick really quick. I am not laying down to take my pills. Thank you very much.
It is. It sounds like common sense, and a lot of health is common sense, because it makes sense that you wouldn't take a lot of things that have to melt and then you go lay down.
I don't know who takes pills laying down. Maybe it's just me. I've never thought I'm going to take my pills down.
Oh, I'm going to go to bed, so I'm taking my pills right before I go to bed, just to get them out of the way.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that kind of stuff. I get you. Okay, I've done that, but I don't do that. But I do it an hour before bed. I do all my an hour before bed.
Do you?
Yeah. Absolutely. Because I don't take as many as you, but I take probably...
You do good.
16, 17 a day?
You rock.
I'm no Ed Jones, but I'm working on it.
You rock, because you haven't always done that.
No, I haven't. I didn't always need to.
Last thing, and I'm not going to go into it, but the black pepper has been found to be extremely healthy. And there's a whole lot of health benefits that come. Absorption of your nutrients is actually very good for your digestion. Now, up to a point, you can do too much. But a lot of people have demonized black pepper. It's just another one of those things that put it back on the good list. I love that.
In moderation. Sounds good.
Yep. All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be having a few words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For my buddy partner, Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
OptimizeU Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. You know, for years and years, and now we're going to shift the energy here a whole lot.
Okay.
I used to go to a retreat in Maui. It's a very special time for me. I went about 6 or 7 times, and it was a meditative retreat. And I love poetry. I just feel sometimes a real shift and resonance within my own soul and heart when the poem is connecting with me on a certain level. And this one's one of the most odd poems I've ever heard. And I heard it in Maui by a lady named Trudy Goodman. She's married to a man named Jack Kornfield. Kornfield spells with a K. He's a lifelong meditation teacher, just immense wealth of wisdom. And I followed him for about 25 to 30 years. And I want to frame this poem from the aspect of, I think sometimes in our deepest, deepest, darkest places, we long for being a little kid again, where our parents were giants and they can fix everything. And if we had a worry, it would be dissolved within 5 minutes with hugs and kisses and the love that a parent can give if you're in a safe household. And this poem, to me, kind of resonated back into that. And it was actually a real, it kind of was inspired by the lady who wrote it when she went to get her oil changed. And her lady's name was Julie Pinkerton. And it kind of just makes you understand the longing to go back home as a little one. Mm-hmm. And the title is Why I Opted for the Most Expensive Oil at Jiffy Lube. This one is better for a car as old as yours, he says. It won't glob up, he says. And spring's almost here, so of course you need a thicker oil. And I say, so with this good oil, my car will run better and it will be washed and waxed every time I get in? Yes, he says, and you'll never have to put another drop of gas in it. And when I start the car, a big bag of money will appear in the back seat? Yes, he says, and cash will shoot out your exhaust pipe. And people will be glad when they see you coming. And will I look rested, like I've gotten plenty of sleep every night? Well, that goes without saying, he says. And when I roll over in bed and look at the man who says he loves me, will I finally believe he does love me? Yes, you, he says, won't be able to believe anything else. Your heart will soak up the goodness, and you will smile and beam and sigh, like a pig in the mud. And what about my parents, I ask? Will this oil keep them from dying? They're very old. Let's call them and tell them the happy news, he says. It's a weird poem, but it's an interesting how it resonated with me at that moment. Mm-hmm. And especially in the group of 200 people, I mean, there were actually a few tears, and it was just, I love that kind of deep thoughts and conversations. I really do.
I'll lose my man card here. You ready?
Okay, go
for it. I write poetry.
Do you?
I do. I've written dozens of, my grandmother wrote a lot of poetry, but I've written probably 30 or 40 poems. Yeah.
I love that.
Poetry.
And it's a way to me, and I've certainly written some myself, and I just feel that it's a way of communicating into a different a level of existence within our heart, because the regular English language just spoken on a superficial level doesn't touch the lights within us, I guess. And when we write or read the right poem, it's magical.
Well, everybody has something. I use working out. So do you. I use different things. But sometimes, and this is a very personal thing to me, there's this built up pressure, and saying it podcast form, because I release short podcasts every day on my podcast, but saying it helps, but sometimes writing it and then the process of writing it again and making sure it's what you really intended and then reading it, there is something very cathartic about that. There is something very specific about that, and it's literally, it releases pressure, I think, from the soul a lot of times when you can go from brain to paper and then the process of crystallizing it. I love that.
Very well said. And I listened long ago to someone who was speaking something that said, the longest journey of our life will be from our head to our heart. And the poetry comes from the heart, not the head. And many things that I have written, which is journaling, and some of which was a little poetry, not as many as you, when you go back and read it, it's just like, wow. That was me. I really do see and feel something now from that. And I think it's cleansing. It's cathartic.
You say things that you're... I, I think a lot of times you're willing to write things that you're not willing to say.
Bingo. Exactly.
The regrets and those emotions mm-hmm. that you will deny yourself to hear, mm-hmm. you will write them. And it's very cleansing to the palate.
Well, and I think that plays very well into this show of health, because mm-hmm. when we shove toxic emotions down and we hide and we run from them, they are as bad as cigarettes. And one lady, Tara Brock, said one day in Colorado when I was in a retreat, she said, the only real sickness is homesickness. And that so resonated with me. It doesn't mean a residence so much as it means going back home to the heart home.
Well, think of what you talk about all the time. You go to the doctor, and no slam on doctors, but we spend a lot of our life treating symptoms and not the causes and not the prevention. We do the same thing with our emotions and the other side. We end up drinking. That's mm-hmm. why a lot of people end up going down different trails that aren't healthy, because we're treating symptoms because we're just trying to avoid the hard conversation. And I think the written word can help with that.
And I find, at least in my life, I've used distractions, as most people do, to avert myself from some of the painful insides yeah. and the thoughts and the feelings that I just didn't want to touch. And I'm convinced that doing that is not a healthy plan for my life. And it's certainly not for the heart life. And it's not also for the physical life. And doing, you know, they say in many countries that when you turn 60, it's a new stage of life and you become the elder of the society. And it's time to, you know, not try to accomplish and conquer the world anymore. It's a time to go inward. And I kind of started going inward early on, but then I worked too hard and it seems like it takes away from it, but I'm still connected very well to that.
Isn't that kind of weird though? You conquer the world, now at the end you want to conquer yourself. That's kind of a different perspective.
The world doesn't count as much as it used to me. I don't really care.
Before I die, I want to figure this thing inside me out.
Yeah. Who is this person inside
yeah.
of me?
Yeah.
And I'm doing some interesting things now that I'm not going to talk about on the radio, but they're always definitely unique. And I am a explorer. That's what I call myself these days. This search for whatever is still hiding in there, and it's not always pleasant. And yeah. you know, the American way and my way has always been to turn away from it. But as I became the elder in the society, I want to not do that. And it's not easy, because it doesn't come easy and you don't want to do it. But it's work that for me needs to be done.
Well, there's pain both ways, from avoidance or yes. confrontation. Mm-hmm. You just pick your pain in life.
You do. You yeah. pick your pain. But the more you hold death on your shoulder and you realize that we rent these bodies and you are not the body that you are sitting, that I'm sitting in this chair with, brings me more to the place of, so who am I?
Well, I know we're about to wrap up. I didn't know we could rent another body. I need to talk to somebody. But there's some stuff I need to go.
You only can turn it in on this level one time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Never mind. It's not like the roller skates. I can go. I'll take that one over there. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, you know what? I feel like it's a great show from start to finish.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. It's just been a wonderful experience, and I hope this continues for a long, long time.
I love it.
With you and myself. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.